Good morning, everybody. You're tuned to Computers 98 on 850 The Buzz. I'm Alan, your host for the next hour, 2 hours, along with Larry Dial, who still doesn't know how to behave in a studio.
Have you turned on my microphone yet? Good.
And our producer, screener, Alan, sitting there and behind
in the glass,
doing his job. Our number is 860-0850.
What are you,
pound 850 if you're a 360 communication customer. And our sponsors today are Computer Renaissance with two great area locations. One at Crossroads Shopping Center and the other at North Hills Plaza, across from North Hills Mall. And by Mindspring. You can find Mindspring at, you can call them at 888.
You can find them there.
Find them on the web at www.mindspring.com. Special sponsor for today.
If she wakes up.
I am awake.
Oh, okay.
Oxford and Associates. They're the best technical recruiters for the new age. And we'll talk with, we have Brooke here with us.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we'll be talking some more about what they do. I want to hear what's going on with Microsoft.
I don't know yet because I haven't booted up.
Okay, fine.
It's all on the computer.
All right, Larry, get the program.
I'm telling you, this is the worst part of the show, is dealing with this guy.
Well, really? I'm going to go cut your microphone off. The worst part of the show is getting on the air in the morning because we're always running behind.
Our numbers again, 860-0850, pound 850 if you're a 360 communication customer. All right, so while we're waiting for you to boot, so, Brooke, tell us, what is Oxford & Associates?
Well, we're a technical contract firm. We place contract professionals throughout the area, basically for software engineering, systems engineering positions. As W-2 employees for the duration of our contract, we've got several large clients as well as mid-size, even startup firm clients in the area. And basically, that's what we do. If you're a manager looking for really hard-to-find skills, the hot skills these days, C++, Java, Oracle DBAs, we can really help you out there.
What do you call them? Headhunters? How do you refer to them? Why?
You're trying to get me in trouble already.
Be nice.
Where did that
term come from? I don't know. We're trying to get rid of it.
Oh, okay. Okay, I won't talk about that anymore. Where are you located?
We're located here in the Raleigh area, as well as having offices nationwide. We've got 35 offices nationwide, as well as we have the ability to do national recruiting efforts, and we also have offices overseas in England and Ireland. So we're a global firm.
Are you sending people like from here over there, or it's always the local office handles
the local
business?
We have the ability to go nationally looking for something as well as internationally if the manager has that kind of need. And if you're in this area looking to leave, we can help you there too by either hooking you up with someone at the international level or a local office in one of the other major cities.
Where did you move from? Or, I mean, have you been traveling with the...
Have
you been moving? How long have you been with the firm?
I've been with the company a little over 2 years now.
And you've been here all along?
Mm-hmm. All along. Our corporate headquarters is in right outside of Boston, Massachusetts.
I don't know why when I thought Oxford, North Carolina. I don't know why. You know, I mean, it's kind of like...
Is there an Oxford, North Carolina? There's an Oxford.
There is.
Oh, yes. There.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You sort of like touched very shortly about the what the hot subjects that or the skills are.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go a little bit deeper into that. What is the first top? What's the top demand? What's the demand for?
Well, there. that's hard to answer because there's not one particular skill set.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, object-oriented technology is just really hot these days in general. We see Oracle as being one of the really hot skills.
Okay, let's stop there at the Oracle. Do you have problem finding people to do that?
It is very difficult to find people, but that's why there's companies like Oxford,
mm-hmm.
and that's why we are in business, is to help managers find people.
So there could be a situation where a company calls you and asks for a program, an Oracle programmer,
mm-hmm.
and it'll take you some time to find somebody.
Well, we have really quick turnaround. I mean, that's one of the things that we pride ourselves on. And because we're in a constant recruit mode, always looking for people with those hot skills, and these days no one is available. I mean, those hot skills, they're working. So you have to go out and find them. It's much more an intensive effort, perhaps, than it was, you know, 5-6 years ago.
Without getting in trouble,
mm-hmm.
what should people stay away from? I mean, if you could tell people, look, people, don't take such and such.
Well,
because there are too many people, there's not enough work, there wouldn't be enough work for you. Is there such a thing?
I wouldn't say there are too many people. I mean, companies all over the place, they're having to bring in, I guess, professionals from outside of their local area. So I wouldn't say that there's a plethora of any particular skill.
Okay.
But, you know, there are things that are dying out as
like,
far as, well, we don't see a ton. I might get in trouble.
DOS.
Exactly. we're not seeing a lot of Fox Pro.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see a lot of Fortran.
Duffy, are you out here?
See, I might be getting in trouble.
No.
He's a good friend of ours,
that's all.
Yeah. We're not seeing that on the contract basis. Quite a bit of that work, we really don't see it. Pascal, Fortran, those are more of the dying languages.
Yeah, talk about those big ones.
It's
are
really
there
coming
people?
Through.
I mean, how about that? All this talk about COBOL because of the year 2000. Is that for real?
Yeah, it is. It is. A lot of our clients are being faced with that. Issue.
No, I mean, as far as COBOL programmers. Oh,
I know
that issue is real.
Yeah.
But I mean, people are people coming and saying, "Oh yeah, I used to do it 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You have a job."
Oh yeah. And
wow,
they're really. I mean, it used to be something that, you know, we dealt with a little bit, but we're trying to help out our clients and finding the people for that, too. But we still concentrate on the client-server side, object-oriented technology.
Mm-hmm. You tuned to Computers 98 on 850 The Buzz. We're talking with Brooke from Oxford and Associates. And our number is 860-050-POUND, 850 if you're a 360 communication customer. If you have any questions, call in. What? What?
Larry's being awfully quiet.
No, he's giving me a look like he's...
I'm not giving you a look. I'm
okay.
Just sitting here listening.
All right.
I mean, one of the nice things, and Brooke probably won't say it as much as she should, is that Oxford, you know, I know a lot of contractors out there. And I know a lot of people who work for contractors out there. And Oxford has a very good reputation because when you work for them, they are W-2 employers, and therefore
mm-hmm.
they have benefits. They have vacation, and they pay for holidays, and they have 401k programs.
Mm-hmm.
And
we do.
They've got online classes you can take and things like that. So they do a real good job, and I know a lot of contracting companies don't do that. I have a number of friends who work out with me who don't have that enjoy that kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. So.
That's one of the things that we do on top of the fact that you would be a W-2 employee, so we're taking care of taxes. You're not having to worry about that. You get the benefit of the hourly rate, plus we're providing the benefits, which Larry touched on, vacation, holiday, personal sick time. We've got a 401K. We've got health insurance available, life AD&D, as well as dental available to our contractors. We've got the online training, which you mentioned, and all of that can be checked out at our website, www.oxfordcorp.com.
Oxford Corp.
Mm-hmm, oxfordcorp.com. The another thing that our website provides is e-contracting. And that enables, let's say perhaps you're interested in positions in Texas. Well, we have several offices in Texas, and they have their positions online. You can send them your resume online, or if you're a manager, you can see the kind of people that we have available, as well as, I guess, get in contact with those local offices through our website.
So really, it's like somebody working. You hire the person, and you give them an office somewhere else.
Yes, exactly. It's basically they're our employee, but instead of working on site with us, they're working out at our client's site. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a different way of doing business, and I think it's better for the contractor because you don't have to worry about a lot of stuff.
It doesn't look like a contract anymore. It's an employee working for Oxford and Associates. Mm-hmm. And as far as the people who are getting the service, they're getting a contractor. But so the employee does not have any dealings as far as administration with the company he's going to work with.
Right.
He's not on the payroll. He's not on.
All you would have to do as a contractor for Oxford is show up to your assignment on Monday morning. Of course, you know, you would interview and things like that prior with our client. But as far as, you know, going into our client's HR department or anything like that, filling out paperwork, typically that doesn't happen. It's a kind of almost carefree way of getting out there.
And you don't have to dress nice either.
I think it's back on you.
Geek chic. Leave me alone.
And your calls are coming up next, right here on 850.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to a technology-driven world. Today, companies are striving to hire and maintain up-to-date technical staff. Oxford & Associates is the premier technical staffing firm assisting companies to achieve this goal. Oxford offers technical contractors the most challenging and lucrative opportunities in the industry. Stay in the fast lane. Oxford & Associates. Contracting delivers an efficient, economical solution to the changing marketplace. You'll find advancement opportunities, job flexibility, and economical rewards along with benefits and training in the newest technologies. Oxford & Associates is the leading provider of highly skilled technical contractors and technology-driven companies in a wide range of industries with 34 offices in major cities in the U.S., Europe, and right here in the Triangle. If you're interested in a contract position or if you're a technical manager seeking highly skilled technical contractors, call 881-9887 or fax your resume to 881-0228. Oxford & Associates.
Apples of the Gridiron.
Hi, this is Rebecca Lobo of the New York Liberty.
Hi, this is Rick Fox of the Los Angeles Lakers.
This is Ron Wilson, head coach of the Washington Capitals and the U.S. Olympic men's hockey team.
This is Eric Montross on 850 The Buzz.
Dr. Leslie, this is Hamlin Nissan. 850 The Buzz.
You really,
this is Larry.
You really need some new material.
Welcome back to Computers 98 on 850 The Buzz. Our number is again 860-0850, pound 850 if you're a 360 communication customer. And we're talking with Brooke from Oxford & Associates.
By the way, you should tell people that this is our last Saturday.
This is not our last Saturday.
Yes, it is.
It's our last Saturday on the show here.
It's our last Saturday show.
It's moving to Sunday, but it's the last show that happens on Saturday. It may be your last Saturday. I'm not saying I'm anything for this to be my last Saturday, man.
Because I'm going to be sitting under like a moron next Saturday morning going, where's Amnon?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we're moving to Sunday next week. Next Saturday, there is no computer 98 show on Saturday.
There's just golf.
It's going to be on Sunday, 8 till 10.
And you can listen to golf from 8 to 10.
Yep.
Listen to our boys whip in the sand.
There's going to be probably a lot of people sitting in church with an earphone. Listening to us.
Well, we do speak truth.
Yeah.
At least according to Bill Gates.
Well, all right. Again, our number is 860-0850, pound 850 if you're a 360 communication customer. Brooke, what is the chain of events? I mean, what happens from the moment somebody is looking for a contractor, and why do they look for a contractor until they get them? How does it work and why?
Oftentimes, managers are given a project. They've got the funding. Things look great. They're like, oh, I'm going to find the people. Things happen, and all of a sudden, D-Day is looming. They need to have those people. That is the time that it's really good to get in touch with us at 881-9887.
At where?
881-9887. That's our number here locally.
Okay.
Really good time to get in touch with us. We're constantly recruiting for those hot skills. We have built a network through our constant recruiting efforts and are able to take our managers' needs when they call in or when our when we find out about their need, I guess. We're able to take those, and because of that constant recruiting effort on our part, we know of who's available, who's not. We've got the network already in place to be able to find those skills quickly. And we qualify, we check references, we take care of all of that for the client manager so that it's seamless for them. They call us, get in touch with us with the need, and we're out there finding the people. To find the people, like I said, it's constantly networking, so we're ready to go.
Okay, so if I'm calling and I'm saying I need a, like I said, BV programmer,
mm-hmm. Okay.
I call on Monday morning.
Okay. Well, we'd get a little bit more information from you.
Right.
What version, and make sure we've got all the technical specs there, so we're looking for the right people for
mm-hmm.
you.
Then what happens? I mean, how long before I get somebody?
I'd like to say immediately. It depends. If we know somebody that's available immediately, we can set up an interview for you.
And like that happens.
Yes, that does uh-huh. happen. And then if we don't know of anyone immediately, because in this market, very tight market, we will begin the recruiting effort and begin making those calls. Our recruiters work constantly. We work nights, weekends, finding you, really good people for your projects.
And what is the long period that you would call back and say, look, we can't find somebody, or would a customer call back and say, look, it's been 3 weeks?
Wouldn't be 3 weeks. I'd say turnaround time, perhaps 2 days.
Okay. So
perhaps, if things are ideal immediately,
mm-hmm.
But I'd say we have somebody for you to talk with within 2 days.
And you actually have people sitting at home and actually waiting for a job, for a gig, or whatever you call it.
Well, like I said, the market is incredibly tight right now.
Uh-huh.
The hot skills, they're working. So that's another reason that Oxford can come in and really help people out, because those skills, if you're good, you're working.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be, you could go and find somebody that was in between assignments. Now people, a month ahead of time, 3 weeks ahead of time, they know when that contract's over where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
They're already there committed. So
can a contractor work for or contract with more than one agency?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So there are people that, Larry could be with you and with
someone else,
a bunch of others.
Mm-hmm. We do have contractors who work solely through Oxford
mm-hmm.
To find their position. But it's one of those deals where you're a W-2 employee for the duration of your contract. When your contract's over, basically, for lack of a better word, a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Again, of course, we want to keep you on with us. And we'll work on doing that, and we'll be in constant touch with our contractors on assignment, figuring out where the project is, when it looks like it's wrapping up, and definitely try to find additional positions for you to look into at the end of your contract.
We're talking with Brooke from Oxford & Associates Recruiters, and you're tuned to Computers 98 on 850 The Buzz. Our number is 860-0850, pound 850 if you're a 360 communication customer.
Yeah, what do you... It interests me because a lot of people I know are contractors. What do you estimate the percentage of people working in this area in high tech? Do you have any idea? I mean, it just intrigues me. Is it 10%, you think, 20%?
You know, I'm not really sure, but I know that there's definite industry trends towards contracting. A lot of computer professionals are moving their, their careers that way. What it enables, developers, administrators, DBAs to do is to keep your skill set, very focused. Also, you can get challenging assignments. I mean, you're going in, it's laid out for you, you get in there, you do the project, you get it done, do it well, and then you're off. You're not getting locked into, goodness.
What was that lyric?
This was the chair I'm sitting on. So we give the best chair to our guest.
Thank you. But you're not getting locked into a certain company. You're able to, you know, go from place to place. It's always new and exciting project-based work. So you're keeping your skills hot. I mean, you're getting the latest and greatest, and that's what contractors really do, is if they come into a company where perhaps the company has just brought on the latest technology and come in and they bring in their expertise. So oftentimes you are the local expert working on what they have as latest and greatest and helping their permanent employees pick that up. That's oftentimes part of the equation.
Well, you have another? Because I've got one.
Oh, go ahead. Mm-hmm. No, I was just going to add to what...
To the bottom line of the whole thing. Here is a contractor who can go in and interview with different people as an individual, not as working through Oxford.
Mm-hmm.
And salaries vary.
Oh, yeah.
All over the place. Do they vary also when you place them, or do you guys pay the contractor a certain amount and that's it? I mean, if you work for...
From assignment to assignment, you mean?
Right.
For instance, okay. Yes. We... Basically, when you start working for us, if you're on an assignment for 6 months, well, at the end of that 6 months, you have additional experience.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be, you know, compensated for
that. I guess I need to rephrase. Let's say that you replace somebody with a five-people office that the pay is not that high, but it's high enough for what... obviously you have to make money in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And then you place somebody with Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
Glaxo.
Okay.
Where they pay three times more. Does the contractor actually get paid more when they work for Glaxo, or do the contractors get a certain pay from Oxford no matter where they work? And if you place them at Glaxo, good for you, your agency make more money. The contractor is still, I mean, you're on a certain salary, and that's what we pay you because of your skill set.
That's not really the way we would qualify. We don't qualify how much we pay our contractors by who the client is.
Okay.
We look at each position as these are the skill sets.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we really pride ourselves on is we have a 98% completion rate.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when we put a contractor out on assignment as a W-2 employee of Oxford and Associates, they are going to be there for the duration of that assignment, mm-hmm. 98% of the time. And we attribute that to paying them at or better than market rates.
Okay.
And also giving them an excellent description of the position before they go in so they know what to expect.
And a lot of the contractors that I know that work for Nortel and things through other agencies don't have any benefits.
Right.
And that's why a lot of companies hire contractors, because they don't have to pay them benefits,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. As a client, as a company, a corporation, going in and bringing in contract personnel for project-based work is a very smart way to go, because you're not having to worry about benefits for those employees. You're not having to worry about, okay, project's over, what do we do with them?
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good way to staff for, like I said, project-based work.
So for the contractor, for somebody who is looking for a job to go through you, it's having the cake and eating it too.
Exactly.
That's interesting. That's very nice that they can have both both sides.
Mm-hmm.
How long have the company been in Raleigh?
We've been here for a little over 4 years. The company as a whole has been in business, gosh, I think like 16, 17 years now.
Did they move here after it was written that it's the best place to live in the United States?
We got in right before that.
You made it a better place to live.
Yeah.
But we've been in business as a whole for a little over 16 years.
It's obvious that it's working out.
Mm-hmm. We've got Oxford and Associates does contract placement. We also have a division which does permanent placement known as Centerpoint Staffing, and they can also be reached at 881-9887. So we're able to provide from both ends of the spectrum. If you're still looking for those hard-to-find skills, we have a division that can take care of you on the permanent end, as well as a division that can take care of you on the contract end.
I was waiting for, and if you don't have any high tech skills, we also own a chain of burger stands.
You're really wound up this morning.
Yes, I am. You're sleepy.
No, I'm not. I'm just in here listening.
Okay. You tune to Computers 98 on 850 The Buzz. Our number is again 860-0850, #850 if you're a 360 communication customer. And we're talking with Brooke from Oxford and Associates. Oxford and Associates are our special sponsor for today. What?
No, I'm just listening.
Don't do that.
Booga booga. Dr. Schwartz. So Oxford is at www.oxfordcorp.com.
C-O-R-P.
That's one word. .com. And because if you try oxford.com, you get, I think you get the university, but I can't. No, that's oxford.edu. But you get something.
Do
like,
you do? I mean, do people use the? Let me back up. Is the website used to actually recruit people, or is it just information for potential customers?
It's for potential customers. It's also for potential contractors. You can send us your resume through our website. You can do that. One thing at the local level, what we're really trying to do is not concentrate as much on internet-based recruiting. We do a lot of direct recruiting because, like I said, hard to find people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're really good, you're working. So, in demand.
But you can find jobs availability all over the country through the website.
Yes,
so
exactly.
If you want to go to Arizona, you can see what's out there.
And we've got, like I said, in offices across the country in all the major cities, and for areas that doesn't cover, we have our international division, which covers the U.S. and east, west, and central zones. So.
Okay. And your calls are coming up next when I see that Alan is.
Is Alan
there.
Actually working today? Or
yes, he's working. I mean,
it's very strange.
Your calls are coming up next, right here on 850. Welcome back to Computers 98 on 850 The Buzz. Our number is 860-0850, #850 if you're a 360 communication customer. And online we have Dave in Raleigh. Dave.
Hi, Emma. Hi, Larry.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question for your recruiter.
Brooke is here, too.
Brooke. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning.
I'm a graphic designer,
mm-hmm.
and I was wondering, where do graphic designers fall within the realm of folks looking for quote-unquote technical people? I'm basically looking to make a career switch, and I'm wondering, what would my best route be? Should I, you know, would it be worth my while to forward a resume to an organization such as yours? I mean, do you get requests for graphic designers, web designers? Where does that sort of fall within the work that you do?
Okay, we do get requests for web on occasion. That as far as the graphic end of it, it's a little bit outside of what we do, a little bit. The you mentioned that you were trying to figure out where you wanted to go with your career from a graphic.
Well, in terms of whether I want to become a contractor or just, you know, sign on with some firm who may have a graphics department, that type of thing.
Okay. It's a little bit, like I said, a little bit outside of what we do. If you're going to get into the web end of it, yes, it would be worthwhile to forward that resume. You could fax it to us, actually. Our fax number is
881-0228. 881-0228. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, for Larry and or Amnon, being a graphic designer, I have ignored all the best advice from my hundreds of PC friends, and I bought a Macintosh.
You're going to start a war here.
Did you buy an iMac?
Didn't buy the iMac.
Well, that's good.
I got the G3, and in fact, I'm expecting it to arrive at my door in the next couple of hours. It's supposed to be shipped today, so I'm very excited. So please don't bring me down off my cloud too quickly.
No, you bought a real computer. The iMac is a toy.
Yeah, I don't trust the all-in-one. I want to be able to expand. I want a larger monitor, and I'm not sure, but I know they're having some USB printing problems and so on and so forth. So I decided to go with a bigger, more powerful machine.
So what's the question?
My question was, I realize I'm going to have some sort of a bridge to the PC world, and I was wondering if you had any thoughts on those applications such as Virtual PC or Soft Windows. Are basically the same, or do you have any thoughts on which one of those would work better with the Mac as far as translating files from an IBM machine or
I have no experience with a Mac. I know that people are using them, and there are as far as I know, there are no programs for the Mac. No, I need to rephrase this. There's a lot of programs for the PC that sort of like emulate something else, and they don't work right. For the Mac, as far as I know, everything is working.
There might be somebody out there who knows. Because I don't know anything about either. I know there is some software available, but I don't know anything
about
the quality.
What kind of information do you want to swap between the two?
Well, the main thing is, such I work on a Mac at work, and friends of mine will send me executable files that I'm not able to open.
Oh.
And all I use at work is as a Mac link translators, and they work well with certain things, but I've never been able to figure out how to open these executable files.
Okay, so that's a better question here. So maybe somebody will be able to answer what are good utilities to use to accomplish that.
Okay, well, I'll just hold on and listen then.
Sure.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. All right, our numbers again, 860-0850, pound 850 if you're a 360 communication customer.
I could start a war with the Mac people this morning if we wanted.
There's no reason to start a war.
Why not?
Because we're not politicians.
We don't have knee pads sitting around here. There was actually a very good piece on ZDNet. Because one of the things that I thought was really interesting in the iMac was the claim that is in the print ads and on in the media that Jobs has made or Mac has made, that the iMac is faster than comparable PCs and in fact is as fast as the Pentium 2 400s. And ZDNet took them to task and did some real testing. It ain't true. It's not even close to true. Have that one, Mac guys. Gene, help us.
All right, and your calls are coming up next, right here on 850, The Buzz.
Hi.
Welcome back to Computers 98 on 850, The Buzz. Our number is 860-0850, pound 850 if you're a 360 communication customer. And we're talking with Brooke from Oxford and Associates.
And Brooke's leaving us at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
We're very sad.
Oh, well.
She has to go to Rocky Mount?
She's got her priorities straight.
Oh well.
She's doing everything today. Boy, on a Saturday to do what? Never mind. Let's say that I'm a programmer and I work at a company, and I've been working there for 2-3 years, and I'm happy. You know, I come in the morning, I go and have my coffee and talk in the office and everything. Do you get people like that that are calling in and trying to get on a contract? I mean, would it even Is that something that people do, from permanent to contract?
Mm-hmm. People do go from permanent positions to contract positions. In addition to being technical recruiters, we also can provide, on the side, some career counseling. You know, if you have questions, if you're a permanent employee, wondering what it's like in the contract world, we'd be more than happy to talk to you about, demand for your current skill set, you know, the up-and-coming skill sets, as well as, you know, looking at your income level and telling you where you can go if you went to the contract in. On average, that would be between a 10 and 25% raise, on average. I mean, I've seen bigger than that, though. I mean, I've seen somebody completely double their income because they had one of those hard-to-find niche skills.
Mm-hmm.
And taking it to the contract level, they were able to do that. So, you know, that's another thing that we can provide is the career counseling. And you can give us a call, 881-9887. Also, you can fax your resume, 881-0228, and one of our technical recruiters will be in touch with you. You should also check out our website at www.oxfordcorp.com.
Okay. Here you're talking about people switching for permanent to contract.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it sort of like losing some kind of security that you have a permanent job? Or, well, I guess
there's
back,
no
back
such
again,
thing
it's
a
like,
permanent job.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's
true.
Where the world has really changed.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
there's
right.
People very rarely think of themselves as working for that gold watch anymore. they think, you know.
Because when you get it, it's worth about $1.90.
You know, they're looking for a company where they can grow or a position where they can grow, learn professionally, and expand themselves that way. And contracting definitely provides that. We were talking during the break about just the fact that, you know, you go in and your project, let's say you're going in and you've been working at the same company for 5 years.
Mm.
You're doing the same thing. You're almost falling asleep at your desk because you're so bored. I mean, that doesn't happen with contracting because you're always working on a new project, picking up a little bit different type skill, maybe something to just enhance what your main focus is. And it keeps it exciting. It really does.
It's challenging. It
yeah.
keeps on being
mm-hmm.
challenging things, something new, yeah. And I don't know. I know in the computer business, it's very very easy to fall into a sort of like a
rut.
Yeah.
Coma.
Okay, that's a good word.
Coma.
It's not interesting anymore. You know, you take the chip and you stick it in here. You take the chip and you stick it. In, you know. Need to change the socket a little bit. Turn around so you do something different.
Yeah. The interesting thing about contracting is that it reflects, at least in my world, and that is. Your only security skill set,
mm-hmm.
nothing else, because you know I'd go when they ended their permanent employment program. No one does that in this country anymore. In fact, no one does it worldwide. You know, the Japanese have even found out that's something that they won't do their company. So contracting is just another way of working, and one of the things that I think Oxford does well is provide you a sort of a bit of both, because there are the benefit. You can participate in that.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the things that companies used to be, you can only get through companies, health insurance and retirement or 401k retirement kind of things. And so that's, you know, that's the combination that seems to be working for for Oxford.
And you're happy?
Oh, I'm thrilled. I mean, other than the fact I got to deal with Brooke all the time. Actually, the best thing
that's
about...
That's why you're staying there.
No, the best thing about Oxford is Tara, who you call in. Tara is their office manager, and she's...
she's our administrator.
Administrator, yeah, she's terrific. And they're very helpful, and they bring your paychecks every Friday. I mean, it's great.
With a smile.
With a smile, and sometimes candy. Very nice.
What is the phone number again?
It's 881-9887. And our fax number is 881-0228.
Okay, you got it written down, right?
Yes, sir.
Actually, you should have it.
I'm used to that one number, yeah.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add? This was
before we send you a nun or somewhere.
Yeah, tell me to get out.
she actually woke up, you know, when we first saw her this morning.
She's got a minute. Give her a chance.
Okay.
He was trying to say I was very quiet before the show. But, yeah, I think we've covered everything. I think the most important thing for your listeners is just to be aware of their skill sets and what the market is doing. Stay in tune with that. And, you know, give us a call. I mentioned the numbers, 881-9887. If you've got questions, if you're interested in contracting at all, if you've been a permanent employee, or even if you're contracting now and interested in the benefits that we've mentioned, it can't hurt to take a few minutes to invest in yourself for the future.
Absolutely.
And the best thing to do is stay educated. And Oxford can help you with that because, excuse me, on the contract end, like Larry mentioned, your best asset is your skill set.
Mm-hmm.
And contracting almost, I guess, is a thermometer for the marketplace. Lets us know what's coming up to be hot. And through contracting, you can keep yourself hot, your skills centered.
Sure.
It's a really, really good way to go.
Give us the phone number one more time.
Oxford & Associates, 881-9887. You can also reach us by fax,
881-0228. Are you sure you don't want to
hear it? That's my radio voice.
All right. Bye, Alan. We got a new person.
All right. Thanks.
Let me mention the website one more time.
One more time, sure.
www.oxfordcorp.com. Great. OxfordCorp.com.
And thanks again for coming.
It's been great meeting you.
Thanks again for sponsoring
the
show. And I hope you'll hear from some of our listeners, and maybe it'll help them. And your calls are coming up next, right here on 850 The Buzz.